Guys, what are we going to do to stop Jake Paul? News just coming out that he has agreed to fight Mike Tyson in a boxing match. I honestly was so shocked with this news. The fact that, you know, commissions or anything like that will let a 27-year-old kid box a 58-year-old man. I think that'll be a 31-year age gap or something like that when the fight actually takes place is just ridiculous. This whole influencer boxing, you know, it's really starting to piss me off, to be honest, because you have people like Jake Paul being the main corporate in this whole scenario. He is just, you know, I just don't think he's just a bit of a twat, let's be honest. That the fact that, you know, he's even willing to go into this and fight a 50-year-old man when he's coming off wins over terrible, terrible, you know, professional, in quotation marks, boxers. The last one hasn't fought in 6 years. I generally think he was an Uber driver. I mean, there was like accounts and stuff. You could hire him to drive you around the city. So the fact that he's in a boxing ring with Jake Paul is just ridiculous. And now we're jumping the gun. You know, everyone's hero, Mike Tyson, to be able to have this chance that he might lose in a fight to Jake Paul. If you told people like my dad and other hardcore boxing fans this years and years ago, they would have laughed it off. Now you've got an absolute legend, probably one of the biggest legends, if not the biggest legend, in combat sports history, putting his health on the line against this young kid who's probably might be on all sorts of stuff to make his boxing abilities better, has all the money in the world for the best training. And what this really does go to show me is, you know, Mike Tyson didn't look after his career well-being enough. We know he had all sorts of problems with, you know, people taking a lot of money off him. All the court cases he had some problems with. Did really go through a tough time. And now Jake Paul just seems to be dragging him into this boxing match. And the only thing I can think about it being for is money. It's just not good to see. Straight away, my feeling on it was just anger, to be honest. Like, the fact that we might, like, it would be the saddest day of all time if Jake Paul manages to KO Mike Tyson. And what I am hearing is this isn't going to be no exhibition boxing match. This is the serious real deal, you know. Jake Paul might have a real chance to knock him out, because some people like to sit there and say Jake Paul's fights are fixed and stuff like this. Me, my opinion on it, at this level of boxing, obviously it's pretty much it is pretty much influencer boxing, is sort of celebrity boxing matches, but the amount of money, all the money people are betting on these fights, it's just too high profile for it to be rigged these days. So if Jake Paul does go out there and sleep Mike Tyson, I'm sure that's a conclusion where everyone would jump to, because it would be one of the saddest days in man history, in humankind, man history, what the hell does that even mean, in humankind. And yeah, it would not be good. I think there's a lot of people that are shocked by this announcement, me being one of them, it being on Netflix as well, which is just, you know, such a weird scenario that Netflix now picking up fights is probably the smart thing to do, because think how many households they're in all over the world. Now they're picking up a fight that's probably going to do about 1 million pay-per-views, if we're honest, or if it is pay-per-view. I encourage no one to buy this. Everyone should boycott it. Some commission should try to stop it. Someone should try, break Jake Paul's legs or something so he can't make it to the fight. Just do anything to make this not happen, because no one wants to see it. Mike Tyson, last time out, I think in 2018, fighting Roy Jones Jr. in an exhibition match. We did get to see some of those old sort of things he used to do. He's so notorious for that peekaboo style. Obviously, that being an exhibition, no one really looking for a big knockout punch. But yeah, Mike Tyson still showed to have some of that skill. Either way, Jake Paul, 27, like I said, young knockout artist, really good shape, boxing ability coming far. I really don't like this matchup. I think there is maybe a small chance, if it is, because, like, I don't know, I still have a feeling it's going to be an exhibition. Like, maybe there'll be a no knockout clause or something. But if there is knockouts, then maybe Mike Tyson has a small chance of winning by KO. But you got to realise this guy was boxing back in the day where, you know, Jake Paul wouldn't have even been born yet when this guy was in his prime. Or yeah, pretty much he was in his 20s when Jake Paul was just like literally just being born. So it's just crazy to me. And you just think of all the greats. Like, we saw Evander Holyfield, who debatably even a better boxer than Mike Tyson, going against Vitor Belfort, who would probably get smoked by Jake Paul these days, if we're honest, and get absolutely smoked in the first round. And that was meant to be an exhibition boxing match. This one, we're hearing it's not exhibition, so there's every chance Jake Paul will go out there and just smoke Mike Tyson. And I think you're going to see uproar, and I don't know how people are going to react. This is just, since I've been, not covering this sport, but since I've been watching boxing, MMA, all these sorts of combat sports, this is probably the most shocking announcement that I've heard. I remember when Logan Paul, Floyd Mayweather first got announced, and I didn't believe that was even going to happen until they were literally stood in the ring opposite each other. And now you see Mayweather going on to box these other YouTubers and Geordie Shaw, bloody TV stars. So from Floyd Mayweather, you can kind of expect it. He's a guy that's never shied away from being a complete idiot online and just trying to get every bit of money he can. You know, he's always called it legalized bank robbery, which Floyd Mayweather has been a professional at for about 20 years now, even in his professional career, if we're honest. So, yeah. But coming from a guy like Mike Tyson, who is so beloved by the boxing world, even the MMA fans everywhere, Mike Tyson's loved. You see, he's in... I don't think I've ever watched an event where Mike Tyson's not sat on the sidelines, so... Especially with these new boxing ones in Saudi. So it is just such a weird thing. Surely he doesn't need this much money. Or why are you doing it? He was on Rogan's podcast a year ago. He said, you know, I mean, you all know what I mean when I say that 30-second clip of him hitting the pads came out and, you know, looking explosive still at this 50, I think he was 56 when that was filmed, 57 when that was filmed. And he said after that pad video, he was in bed for a week trying to recover. And, you know, that just shows he's a guy who, if you go back and look at his neck workouts from when he was young back in the day, the amount of tension and stress he's had on his body, like, it just gives up on you. Even if, you know, I do an hour session 1 week, I'm written off for 3 days afterwards. I can't imagine what a 58-year-old Mike Tyson in his older years obviously feels like after a little training session. So he won't even be able to get a training camp in. He won't be able to have, he might train once a week for this. Probably earn a few mil, maybe like around like 10 mil maybe. I don't really know what that sort of money is going to be chucked around for this, because at the end of the day, I don't think there'll be much interest. I really encourage people not to buy this if it's pay-per-view, because this is just ridiculous. Someone needs to do something to stop this. I just can't honestly believe, like, Jake Paul's wormed his way into this opportunity. And these influencers, something needs to do something about all these influencers boxing now. Because at the start, I'm not going to lie, I was a fan. I was even thinking about covering it more on the YouTube side of things, like even the terrible little Misfits boxing events they do. But it's becoming a real disrespect to the sport, because you're getting people like KSI, Jake Paul, a few others in there that really just think they're at a level they're not. And Jake Paul has put so much time into this now, he's getting it at a level where he can beat up on these bummy fighters to try and make himself look good. But he needs to take a real test, and dragging a 60-year-old Mike Tyson out of the depths of whatever he's doing at the moment, you know, he's doing his podcast, he's got other things going on, it seems like he doesn't need this, but he's taking it, so I guess he does. But yeah, he's really just getting Mike Tyson out from just living his life and not forcing him, because at the end of the day, we can only complain about this so much. Mike Tyson is his own man. If he wants to go fight Jake Paul, who am I or any of us to tell one of the baddest people who've ever walked this planet to not go and do that? So I think it is, on our side, writing off Mike Tyson to lose a fight with some Disney kid nerd, it's just really, really disrespectful. But you just got to be real in these sort of scenarios. And any 60-year-old man against a 30-year-old kid who's put years into boxing will probably lose that fight, especially if you're at the level of Jake Paul. So yeah, I think some professional boxer needs to jump him in the street or something, because he's not going to fight any of them in the ring anytime soon, and he's not, he's just dragging all these gold, junior Golden Glove champions out from their delivery, McDonald's delivery driving jobs to try and knock them out, make a name and then some money out of it. So yeah, at the end of the day, that's all I've got to really say on it. I think we probably won't cover it at all because, like I'm saying, we need to boycott this. Just terrible, terrible news for the combat sports world. I just want to end it by just screw Jake Paul, man. I hate that guy. It's just not what you want to be seeing. When I woke up to that news, just gutted. You know, it's something you feel like. I feel like angry about it. I don't know what everyone else's opinions are on it. I'm guessing everyone feels the same by the backlash Jake Paul's getting. And yeah, hopefully the fight gets called off, but that's my thoughts on it.